You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Richard S. Tarendi, CEO and co-founder of Vision Quest 2020, where their slogan is, because every child deserves to see. Richard, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's my pleasure.
It certainly is our pleasure as well. So first of all, how many American children are affected by vision disorders?
Well, up to 1 in 4 children has a vision disorder. And if you think about that, just in the United States, between the ages of, say, 5 and 9, there are up to maybe 6 million children that have vision problems. And, you know, I specifically mention that age range because this group of children, they are most likely to have an eye problem that needs treatment, and I'll talk about that in a second, but they're also the most likely to not realize that they have a vision problem. In other words, if their world has been blurry from the beginning, then they have no way of knowing anything different. And quite often their parents and their teachers and sometimes even their pediatricians are unaware of the problem as well. Now, I specifically talked about up to age 9 because there are certain conditions that if they're not detected and not treated by age 9, they can lead to permanent monocular blindness or vision loss in one eye that is irreversible after age 9. So there's a lot of children at risk. That condition that causes that irreversible blindness is known as amblyopia. It's commonly called lazy eye. And that affects somewhere between 2 and 5% of the population. So it's quite a large number.
So tell us, how extensive is this problem?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The problem, ironically, is not the vision disorders themselves, although it may seem that way. The problem is really the detection. Now, why do I say that? Most vision problems are easily corrected. Even in the case of amblyopia, most times the child just needs to patch their strong eye for a certain number of hours per day, wear prescription corrective lenses. There are times where surgical intervention is required, but you know, even having said that, treatment is fairly successful. So the real issue and the reason why this is a public health dilemma and why the reason why there are hundreds of families each and every day that are told or informed that their child now has irreversible vision loss is because of the lack of detection. That's really the problem. Simply put, the way that we detect vision problems in children when we talk about vision screenings, most of the time, what is being performed is a traditional vision screening, and that's the way that things have been done for about 150 years. I mean, quite literally, the wall chart was invented, when you think about the wall chart that you often see in schools, that was invented in 1862. And there's a couple of problems, actually more than a couple, but, I mean, first of all, children are extraordinarily adaptive, and they can memorize that wall chart very fast. Now, I could stare at it for a long time, and I still haven't memorized it, but children can actually memorize that chart pretty quickly because it's a static document. They can also peek through the fingers of their own hands because very often when these vision screenings are being administered, they're asked to cover up their own eyes with their hand, and so they can very cleverly peek through their hands and cheat the vision screening, if you will. And keep in mind that vision screenings can be somewhat intimidating to children. So it's not that they necessarily are trying to cheat themselves, but they don't want to fail the quote-unquote test. So there's a level of intimidation that is involved in this as well. The other thing is that with a traditional vision screening, you know, the protocol or the number of steps that need to be taken by the person administering the test to get an accurate and reliable vision screening result is extraordinarily complex, and it actually depends on the age of the child. So it's not just one protocol per se that needs to be committed to memorize, you know, committed to memory and then accurately performed over and over and over again, but it also varies on the age of the child. So there's a lot of pressure on the person administering the test to evaluate the results that they're getting. And then, of course, the last part of this is that somehow you have to get the results to the school and ultimately to the child's parents or guardian. And with a traditional vision screening, that's usually something that's written down on a piece of paper. And so there's issues with notification associated with that whole thing. So that's really the issue. Now, how it impacts a child is a different story, but the real problem here is the detection of the vision disorders, not treating them. Once they're identified, treatment is fairly inexpensive and very successful.
So with all that being said, what is Vision Quest 2020 and where does it fit in?
Well, Dr. O'Neill was extraordinarily frustrated with the fact that just in his own practice, every week he would have to tell several families that their child was now permanently blind in one eye due to lazy eye. So Vision Quest is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was founded in 2003 to, first of all, go after the detection of amblyopia. But as we began our journey, we realized that vision disorders adversely impact children, even if they're not amblyopic. In other words, even if they're not at risk of losing vision in one eye, just having blurry vision or other vision disorders has a huge impact on the child academically, psychosocially, and of course over their life economically. And so we broadened our scope beyond just the detection of amblyopia to anything that adversely impacts a child to see. And so that was really our main impetus. And we took a different approach to vision screening. There's the traditional vision screening that I talked about a few minutes ago, which is basically the wall chart on the wall. And then in recent years, there's been the advent of what is called objective vision screenings. And objective vision screenings are very complicated devices, or essentially cameras, that look at the eyes, take measurements of the eyes, and give you an evaluation or an estimate based on risk factors of the child's eyes based on those measurements. But the best of both worlds is if you have a system that interacts with the child but provides all the benefits of automated reporting, automated data collection, and if you're able to remove those psychosocial barriers or the trepidation that children have with taking a test, then you've really conquered the mountain, so to speak. And so we developed a technology called iSpy 2020, and so what it looks like to the child is really just a video game. And they play this video game for 2 or 3 minutes, and the video game is interacting with the child in real time, and it's looking at much more than just their eyes. It's actually looking at their vision. So the game evaluates the entire vision system of the child, from the cornea to the retina, through the optic nerve, and even into the vision center of the brain. And that's where we're at today. That's why we founded the organization, to go out and protect children and their families from these undetected vision disorders, but recognizing that applying an accurate and reliable vision screening was very difficult to do with the technology that was available.
Today we're joined by Richard S. Terendi, CEO and co-founder of Vision Quest 2020, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Richard, please describe the benefits of iSpy in the school system and the difference it can make with today's youth.
Well, like I was talking to earlier, you know, there are several problems with the traditional vision screening. And so the first benefit to the school, if you will, and ultimately to the children, is that it eliminates all of the problems. The child can't memorize the game because it's completely randomized. They can't peek. The proctor, the person administering the exam, doesn't need to be trained at all because the configuration and the application of the protocol is completely automated by iSpy. So iSpy is, you know, computerized, and on top of that, it immediately generates a report that goes home with the child, or it can be emailed to the child, so it takes care of that whole, reporting of the results to the family so that they can take further action if that's necessary. But I guess, you know, the benefits to the youth, you know, they're astronomical, quite frankly. You know, there are studies that suggest that 80% of learning occurs visually. And in fact, last month I was out in New York City and I was talking to just this wonderful headmaster at a school that's using iSpy. And he shared with me, quite frankly, he said, you know, teaching and the classroom is becoming more technology centric. And as a result of that, you know, they're integrating technology into learning. And as a result, good vision is becoming more important than ever before. So there's this obvious correlation between poor vision and, poor academic performance. But there's a lot of other things that go along with that. And they may be more anecdotal and they may be a little bit more difficult to get your arms around, but just commonsensically, you know, children that can't see, there are self-esteem issues associated with that. Performance on the playground or just feeling like you're uncoordinated or maybe being labeled slow. Or even if you're not formally being labeled slow, your siblings are getting better grades or they're able to read and you're not able to read and you don't understand why because you don't know that there's a vision problem. So it's huge. And I think if you talk to most people, their greatest fear is losing their vision. If they've ever had sight, and going blind is a huge fear of most people. And so these children really do benefit not just on the day that their vision problem is identified, but for the rest of their lives because it spreads into so many different areas of who they are as a person. And it really does maximize their opportunities in life if we can find these problems early on.
What makes iSpy a leader in vision screening based on the competition? And what, if any, competition is there that exists today? I would think you're pretty unique in the market.
Well, thank you for that. I think we are unique in the sense that we are asking a child to play a video game, and in the process of them playing the game, you know, we're evaluating their vision. So clearly from that perspective, that motif, we're unique. But we're also very collaborative. I mentioned earlier that there are other vision screening technologies. I refer to them as objective vision screening technologies. And these are fantastic, wonderfully advanced technologies that actually do a very, very good job. And so for children with special needs or pre-literate children, children that are too young to play the video game, these objective technologies are fantastic solutions to the, you know, or they provide the answer, you know, with regards to can this child see? And so we integrate those technologies into iSpy. Now, why do we do that? Because the technologies that I'm talking about actually stand alone. They can be used independently of iSpy. But iSpy integrates these technologies because we are all about data. We think that there's extraordinary value in collecting the data for the school. So rather than the school having to manually transcribe or record or store this data or worry about safeguarding it, iSpy does all of that for them. And they have lifetime access to their reports 24/7. It's all the data is stored in a HIPAA compliant database up in the cloud. Only the school has access to their data. They can customize the reports to meet their needs. They can export the data into Excel. And in fact, they can even interface to their student information systems, which saves them even more time. So we really want to make the school's job easier, the nurse's job easier. They already have a lot on their plate. We're not trying to add anything to their plate. We're trying to take stuff off.
And finally, why should schools invest in this technology when school nurses can just use eye charts?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I get pretty emotional about this, so I apologize. But, I know this is going to sound cliche, and I hate even saying it, but this is really about the kids. And at the end of the day, when people understand what the shortcomings are of a traditional vision screening, I think it's really incumbent upon us as parents, as educators, and really just as advocates of children in general, we have to demand something better than a traditional vision screening. Now, having said that, I mean, you know, I understand that there's always the elephant in the room, and that is, how is the cost of the program covered? And so what we've tried to do is something that, again, is fairly unique in the marketplace, and that is, we want to recognize businesses, individuals, corporations, you know, local businesses that financially underwrite the cost of protecting children's vision in their local community. And so by giving them recognition, printed recognition on the vision screening reports, the schools are able to offset and in some cases, completely underwrite the cost of the vision screening program for their school just by engaging local businesses. So it's about the children, but we also recognize that there's that barrier to entry that schools have to deal with, and we've tried to help address that through the sponsorship model as well.
Your passion does come through with your message. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Vision Quest 2020 online?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Online, our website is Vision Quest 2020, so that's visionquest2020.org. Or you can call 888-MY-MY-VQ-2020.
We've been speaking with Richard S. Turrendi, CEO and co-founder of Vision Quest 2020, where their slogan is, "Because every child deserves to see." And the website of reference, once again, is visionquest2020.org. Richard, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.